May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, God. Amen. Set your hope on God and not forget his work. This life can beat us down with trials, sorrows, and debilitating worries. When it seems hopeless, God's message about our future hope can deeply encourage us. Psalm 78:5-8, he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers to teach to their children, that the next generation might know them. The children yet unborn, and arise and tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and that they should not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation whose heart was not steadfast, whose spirit was not faithful to God. Here in the 78th Psalm, the psalmist commands God's people to listen to his instructions or to his law. And the psalmist clearly stated in the opening of the psalm that this is a very, very important message. And you, them as people of God, need to listen carefully and do what is required. And God's law or instructions or the knowledge of God needs to be communicated from one generation to the next, and needs to continue on forever. They are to be communicated clearly and carefully. And it lies as a charge to his people to carefully hand them down, because their fathers told them about it, and they will not hide them from their children. The two important things that the psalmist is saying here that they need to be to carefully preserve and to be clearly communicated to their children, firstly, is God's law. When he said in verse 5, he established a testimony or covenant and enacted a law in Jacob and Israel. This is God's command to them, to make this known to their children, as found in Deuteronomy 67, 6, verse 7, to verse 20, verse 7, 20. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. This instruction or this law is not for their generation only, but needs to be passed down to the next generation. So God provided a succession of those who are responsible to keep this law in the tribe of the Levites and the house of Aaron. He also instructed or commanded parents who are charged or given the responsibility to train their children in the knowledge of God. And when they had grown up, they must arise and declare them to their children. So we can see that as one generation moves on after this life, another generation may come, and the church may abide forever, and thus God's name among men may as the days of heaven. And the second important thing that needs to be mentioned are God's providence concerning his people. That is, God's mercy and God's judgment. And since God commanded that his instructions be made known from generation to the next, he also wants them to know of his works and the fulfilling of the promises made to those that obey the law, and also the judgment against those that disobey it. This is to be told to their children and their children's children, that they may take encouragement to conform to the will of God and get the reward of their obedience. The great works of God and his providence for their ancestors, the journey from Egypt, a place of bondage and suppression, and into the promised land, should be a good reminder to them. In remembering this, they might set their hope in God, and keep his commandments. With this in mind, having confidence in God, one can hope for the fulfillment of God's promises as indicated in his law or in his instructions. Remembering that God has done what he has done, may with confidence the hope for God's salvation, hence keeping God's law. And the works of God, when taken into consideration, will give that strength to set their hope in God and avoid his judgment. The psalmist also alluded us to the fact that they need to heed the warnings. When the psalmist wrote, that they might not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. And one has to read the history of their fathers to understand what the psalmist is saying here. And the brief history is written in Psalm 78, if you read further down the chapter that was read to us this morning. As God's covenanted people, they were to keep his commandments, but they failed to set their hearts aright. They were not true in their engagements to God. Their failures led to punishment. Psalmist just reminding them that they should not be like their fathers and not follow in their footsteps if they consider God's work and his word. There's a statement that goes, hypocrisy is the high road to apostasy. A pretense of having a virtuous character or moral or religious belief that one does not really possess leads to the abandonment of the renunciation of a religious belief or principle. This was also clarified or referred to by Peter in our second Bible reading in 1 Peter verse 18, further down that reading in his first letter. God's elect and exiles scattered throughout the province of Pontus, Galatia, and Cappadocia, Asia, in Bithynia. And this is Peter's letter to those chiefly Jews. And he wrote, for you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. In other words, it will be no excuse for a vain conversation that it was received by tradition from your fathers. For what we know of them that was evil must be a lesson for us, that we should not follow down that path which leads to their punishment. Now, in his letter, Peter describes his people as God's elect. those who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit to be obedient to Jesus Christ, sprinkled with his blood. Now, Peter is now writing to these Jews to reaffirm them of God's calling and God's decree for man's salvation from death to life, from disobedience to obedience, from darkness to light, which always operate through this process, that is, through the sanctification of the Spirit, meaning to set apart one's life or declare one's life as holy by the sprinkling of the blood of the Lamb, who is Jesus Christ. This was practiced in the law, a ritual process that was part of their life's journey, of their forefathers till their time. By sanctification here, understand, it begins in a regeneration whereby we are renewed after the image of God and made new creatures and carried on in the daily exercise of living a holy life and a cause to feel very embarrassed or ashamed of our sins more and more and living to God in all the duties of a Christian life, which is here summed up in one word: obedience, comprehending all the duties of Christianity. And as Jews, and had a profound knowledge of the Old Testament, he produced the authority of the prophets to convince them that the doctrine of salvation by faith in Christ was no new doctrine, but the same which the old prophets did inquire and search diligently into. Now, their failure to obey God's law can be put right with God through this process of sanctification, through Jesus Christ and the sprinkling of the blood and nothing else. Now, I draw attention to us as people who loves God, loves to commune with God, as Christians and people of faith, as Peter refers to, the elect through our faith in Jesus. We have a great task ahead of us. We have a great task now to communicate and to continue to communicate the instructions and the law of God to others. We are reminded again by the psalmist of our tasks and by Peter as elects of Christ. We need to be reminded over and over again. We need to remind ourselves of the great work of God, of his love, of his mercy, of his providence, and also his judgment, and the reward of being obedient to his word. As Peter puts it out there, is clear. We who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. We who have heeded the warnings and have mortified sin. We who are going through times of trials, we should greatly rejoice, as these trials won't last forever. I remind us again that we have hope in God, whose character defines his very being. He is omnipresent. God is present everywhere at all times. He is there with you at home, at your workplace, at the other side of the planet, and everywhere else at all times. His omniscience, all-knowing. He knows everything about us and about everything in this world and in the universe. Omnipotent. He has all power over all things at all times, in all ways. By the power of his word, everything was created from nothing. The God who never changes, and his love endures forever. The God that Abraham, who left his country and his family to go into the unknown, and his faith was rewarded. The God of Daniel and his two companions, who were thrown in the fire for not bowing down to idols, but came out without a burn or the smell of burn. The God of Mordecai, who had faith in God, and God dealt with his enemies. The sanctification and the sprinkling of the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ is once again a reminder to us, as was reminded to the Israelites in Exodus 25 to Exodus 30, about the sanctuary that God instructed the Israelites and God instructed Moses to build so that he could be with his people. And we are reminded again in Peter's letter that we, as people of God, we need to be sanctified as people who are chosen so that we could continue to communicate the word of God to our children, and from their children to their children's children. It is a great responsibility and a task. I would like to draw your attention on Exodus 25. It talks about this portable sanctuary, and it portrays the picture of Jesus Christ himself. And there are three courts in this sanctuary, and God specifically instructed Moses, this is how you're going to build them. In the outer court, you'll have a place to sacrifice the animals that the sinners or the people bring in. You'll have a brazen altar where a portion of the lamb or the animals that the sinners bring in are to be burnt. And then you have the basin of clear water where the priest, before receiving the sacrificial animals, are to bathe themselves and to wash themselves in. And all these outside the outer court, it signifies something that is important to us as Christians. As Peter alluded us again and again, and it's a timely reminder for us to sanctify ourselves through the sprinkling of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb, of Jesus Christ himself. And there was the Holy of Holies. There was a holy place, the second court, where there are the Lamb with the seven branches, the six branches. And then you have the showman, the table for the bread, and also the table, the tabernacle, the table of the incense, where the priest burns the incense or the blended incense. And I'm reminded again that with Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior, who gives us that understanding to view ourselves as chosen people of God, who Jesus Christ himself is the mediator, the high priest, who carries that blood from the outer court into the holy place, and from the holy place to the Holy of Holies, where the covenant box is kept, where the budding walking stick of Aaron is, and also the two tablets, and the pot of manna is kept, where the priest enters into the Holy of Holies once a year for the atonement of the sins of Israelites. And here again is a picture of Christ. And today we are reminded that in all our work, in whatever we do, at home, the place of work, where our children go and play, here in church, we are reminded of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ for the atonement of sin, so that you and I could continue to communicate the word of God and his blessings to others. And not only that, Peter said that your inheritance is waiting for you in heaven. It is my prayer that God will continue to be with us. It is a challenge for us, especially in this day and age. There are a lot of changes out there, but God's word never changes. And it is our task for us to go and to continue to communicate God's word only through the power and the grace of God. Amen.